I'm Chris Nessie, host of Behind the Mic, Voices of the EPN, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned, and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome, everybody, to this episode of the Ninth Grade Experience Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Dutchko. Ninth grade can be challenging. Let's experience it together. And I'm excited to be sharing today's episode with you because we're focusing on a new athletic program here at Emmaus High School. And this is a growing sport around the country and especially in the Lehigh Valley as well, too. And it is the sport of girls wrestling. So this is a newer sport here in the Lehigh Valley, and Emmaus has had some girls that have been interested in wrestling, and this is the first year that they're running a program. So we're excited to be bringing with you two of the freshmen that are in the program. Petra Perez and Cadence Yanadi are going to be talking to you today about what it's been like to experience wrestling as a brand new person to the sport. So both of the girls are starting fresh here in ninth grade. They're learning wrestling as they go. Usually with wrestling, you start when you're really young and you work your way up through the ranks, at least in the boys that I've seen. So this is interesting for the girls here to be taking on this new challenge here at Emmaus High School. And we talk about what it's like to learn a brand new sport, what it's like to actually get in some of the matches. At the time we're recording this, they've had some scrimmages. They had one match so far, and they'll have a lot more matches going on in January and February as well too. So we're excited to be sharing this, a new athletic program. I know we talk about a lot of athletic stuff here on the Ninth Grade Experience Podcast, but this is a brand new one, so we're excited to bring it to you here today. If you want to go back and listen to any of the episodes that have any of our other athletic programs, like basketball, field hockey, all those other things, go to ninthgradeexperience.com. And you can search in the search bar at the top of the page there for any sport that you're looking for. Maybe you have an athlete from the past that you're looking up as well, too. So you can do that. And then don't forget to follow us on all the socials. Again, TikTok at Ninth Grade Experience, where we've been focusing a lot on like live events. So basketball games, those kinds of things. We've been highlighting those things. You can also find us on YouTube Shorts at Ninth Grade Experience. And you can find us on Instagram at Ninth Grade Experience as well, too. So again, here we have Petra and Cadence talking about our brand new girls wrestling program. Welcome everybody to this episode of the Ninth Grade Experience. I'm super excited today to be focusing on a new program here at Emmaus High School, and I have two of the freshmen that are competing in this new program. So we have a lot of different sports and activities here at the high school. We talk about this all the time. We talk about, you know, all the sports opportunities, over 70 clubs, but we are adding a new group to the school this year, and I'm really excited to feature it today on the podcast, and it is the girls wrestling team. And we're joined by Cadence and Petra here, who are on the team. They're freshmen on the team, and I want to find out more about it, and they were willing to come on and talk. So, girls, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yep. Anytime.
So they're excited to kind of come on and talk about what's going on, getting ready to have their first match in the upcoming weeks here, and you know, talking about the process of being on a team that's starting for the first time. But before we get into that, we always ask our first-time guest on the show to describe their ninth grade experience. So here we are. We're in the month of December. You've been here for a couple months now. So what has it been like here at Emmaus High School?
It's definitely different than middle school. I like it a lot better with the block scheduling, and instead of just the 9 classes in a day.
It's definitely, with the block schedule, it's a lot more relaxed, I feel, because we're not fitting like multiple classes into one day. The classwork is definitely a lot harder. Middle school made it seem like schoolwork was really easy, and then we got to high school and it was a wake-up call. But I've had a really good experience with like teachers and with classmates so far.
So far, pretty positive. And you kind of knew coming into the year that you had something that you were looking forward to in the winter. So kind of, you know, you're building toward it. Did you join anything in the first part of the year that wasn't related to wrestling? Did you join any clubs or organizations or anything?
I was in band over the summer and into fall.
Okay.
That was it. I was part of the theater, not like
stage-wise, but more of, like, stage crew.
Okay. And I guess now with the winter and that kind of stuff, it kind of knocks that out to be able to do that during this time period.
Yep.
Yeah, so you had a little bit of experience there in the fall, so maybe you'll be a fall theater person, and maybe not all the way through. So you're involved in other stuff, which is great. And now here you are, you know, we're beginning the winter season and we're your upstarts on the new girls wrestling program here at Emmaus High School. So let's start off with, how did you get interested in wanting to be on the wrestling team? Is it something that you have done through growing up, or is it something you heard about that you thought might be interesting? So what intrigued you about being part of the girls wrestling program?
I just remember one week, my algebra class was talking about there being a girls' wrestling team, and I thought that was very interesting, and I tried to look into it and find more information.
Was that algebra here at the high school or at the middle school?
Here at the high school.
So you were here at the high school, and you just heard about it. Now, we'll let Cadence go in a second here, but like, did you have any previous wrestling experience?
I don't.
No, no previous wrestling experience. So, Caden, before you give in to your answer, do you have any previous wrestling experience?
I do not.
All right, so we have two brand new wrestlers, which is awesome. So, Caden, what was it about wrestling for you that you made you want to sign up?
Well, my mom, for like a while, probably since elementary school, has been begging me to get into wrestling. And I have always like shaked my head, turned the other way, because one, I was scared, and two, it didn't really, like, seem shocking. Like, well, not shocking, but, like, didn't seem great in my mind. Because I also thought I'd be wrestling with boys. Because girl wrestling wasn't, like, a thing.
Yeah, especially at that point.
Yeah, so after not making the volleyball team, because I tried out for that this year, I wanted to find something active to do. And wrestling was kind of just that thing that could make me active, and also I feel like I could have a lot of fun with it.
So why do you think your mom was pushing you to join wrestling? That seems like it's an interesting sport choice for a mom to push a daughter into.
Well, I was very aggressive as a kid, so I had a lot of like anger issues, and like, so she just thought using that aggressiveness towards something else would be better to do.
Now, do you have siblings?
Yes, I do.
Were you always fighting with your siblings?
Yes.
Because I feel like as a parent, I said this to my kids all the time, was that, hey, if you want to sit there and fight with each other, then maybe you should join. My threat was always to my son to play football or to join wrestling. So your mom did the same thing to you. Like, you know, you're fighting with your siblings. Why don't you put it to good use?
Exactly.
So there you go. You finally made it to high school. You made it to high school, and now you're actually taking her up on the advice. So, mom, if you're watching, hopefully you are. There you go. You made it. You've won through. So you come into this, neither one of you have a background in it, which is interesting because a lot of times when you know, people that wrestle, like especially the boys, since I know more about the boys, they're wrestling from like age like six. It seems like they're always wrestling, you know, going up through the weight classes and the ages and stuff. So you're brand new to the sport. What was it like when you started going out to like open gyms or the practices that they had like leading up to the season? Like, were you nervous about doing it, or were you just kind of like ready to jump in?
A little bit of both, because our coach already told us we were starting out from the beginning, so pretty much everybody's new to the sport. So even upperclassmen who joined are learning just the same as we are. So we didn't know that for a while.
That's yeah.
Why I was nervous at first, but.
Well, yeah, especially, and we were talking before we started with, like, you know, you being freshmen and, like, you know, you're even wondering, like, why am I here talking about girls wrestling? I'm only a freshman on the team. But I think a lot of you are basically freshman-ish of the wrestling program, where a lot of you don't have the background. You're coming in. You're learning it. So, you know, you kind of come in with that. How about for you, Cadence? What were your thoughts coming into the season?
I was, for the most part, definitely ready for it, because I knew with, like, all the warnings I was getting from everybody that knew I was trying it was,
yeah.
There were going to be a lot of injuries. Like, they're not going to go soft on you. But I was prepared for that. I was nervous about what Petra said with learning everything, because I wasn't sure where everybody would be. But when I learned that even upperclassmen were learning new stuff, it relaxed my nerves a lot.
So take me through the process of, like, learning like how to wrestle and like learning like about the sport and about, so you said you had no experience. So you had like no idea, like, did you know how like matches were set up or like point scoring or how to even win? Like, did you know any of that before you started?
A little bit, but most of the point process and rules were taught to us at the very start.
Okay, so you learned all about that. Like, did you, before you came in, were you, like, watching, like, matches on YouTube or, like, kind of trying to learn about the sport at all? I'm just thinking of how would I learn, you know, when I have to fix my dishwasher or something, I always go to YouTube first. Like, did you guys start watching videos or, like, what was your process like to kind of get acclimated to the sport?
I tried to look at the rule sets a little bit, and I watched videos on wrestling, but I just mostly went in blind.
You just went in blind? And how about you?
I went in completely blind.
So it's interesting, like, usually, like, leading up to a sport, like, you know, in the off season, you're training and doing other stuff. Did they have you, like, I don't know, lifting weights or running? Like, I don't know what, like, I know wrestling is a physically demanding sport and you have to be strong and agile and, like, lots of stuff. But was there anything that they told you to, like, do to prepare for it, like running or lifting or anything like that?
They wanted us to run more than lift because they wanted us faster rather than bulking up at the beginning.
Okay. Like, for endurance, I guess, because, like, the matches – now, are girls' matches, like, the same length where they're, like, three two-minute, like, periods?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to be able to hopefully sustain unless you're, like, pinning somebody quickly. Like, you're going to have to go for 6 minutes. So it's pretty physically intense. So I'm sure that endurance – kind of was important. How about for you, Cadence? Was there something that you worked on or thought like that you needed to improve on before you kind of started wrestling?
Definitely my endurance, because I don't have much endurance or stamina.
So it's interesting. So, like, you know, as a new program, I'm sure, like, going into, like, next season, they might have a little bit more, like, training for you guys or, like, a little bit more specific stuff that they're going to ask you to do, which will be kind of interesting. But, like, you're starting off, you're kind of learning. So take me to, like, the first day. Like, I know you had some, like, workouts beforehand, but, like, first day of practice, you get there, you know, do you know how many girls approximately are on the team?
The app says 33, I think, but only about 15, maybe 16 of us have shown up.
Okay, so 16, that's a pretty good, you know, pretty good number for the first year. So there's 16 of you there, and what is, like, the first part of the practice look like? Like, what do you do?
We just do warm-ups running around the room. We do rolls and just started doing cartwheels.
Now, me being a naive guy, like, why doing cartwheels? Is that, like, something to help with, like, agility or, like, just to make sure you don't hit the ceiling in the wrestling room, like, so that you can flip? Like, what were the cartwheels for?
I assume it's for, like, being able to be more flexible and getting out of, like, almost pin or getting locked, I assume.
Yeah.
I'm sure all the people that know more about wrestling that are going to watch this will be like, how do you not know what the cartwheels are for? I don't know. It doesn't sound like something that, like, you know, when I picture, you know, people wrestling, I don't picture them, like, you know, at practice doing cartwheels. So, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that right up front. See, we're all learning. I'm learning. You're learning. We're all learning here. So what was it like for you on the first day of practice knowing that, you know, you're part of this and what were your feelings going into that?
It was definitely very exciting. I was not happy when we had to do running as our first thing when we got there. But it's definitely helping me with my endurance, even if it's just, like, by 1%.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was just really excited, not only to be able to be a part of it, but to also meet other girls who wanted to be a part of it, too.
And have you noticed, like, is there, amongst the people on your team, do they have – are there a lot – you were saying a lot of the girls are kind of in the same position as, like, learning the sport. Like, do you get a sense of, like, are they kind of similar to your story of just kind of wanting to join something or being pressured by a parent into it? Is there anyone on the team that, like, has been wrestling for a long time that you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
mostly sophomores, right?
Sophomores and then
– a couple seniors?
Yeah.
So Emmaus is like a newer program in the Valley, but girls wrestling has been pretty, it's been gaining a lot of popularity. I think it's one of the faster growing sports in Pennsylvania. We are in an area that really has like high levels of boys wrestling. So it makes perfect sense that now that the girls are involved, they're going to have lots of strong teams as well too. So you haven't had a chance to have like an official match yet, but you have had a scrimmage, and I know you're scheduled for a couple more coming up. So when you finally had a chance to compete against somebody other than people in your on your team, what was that like kind of being there?
It was very new because we went over to Parkland for one of the practices, and they have had their girls program for 5 years already. So their girls were very, they knew more than we did from
the
start.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, that's a five-year heads up. And, you know, always competing against Parkland, I'm sure that isn't the best spot to compete like right away. Like, here you go, guys. Like, we're learning wrestling, and we'll throw you to some people that have been there for a while. But so you're actually, so did you compete at the first scrimmage?
Our first scrimmage is on Thursday.
Okay, so you only had the practice at that point. So you did like a dual practice with them and kind of gotten a chance to kind of to do that. And by the time this airs, you will have already had your first scrimmage. So what was it, you know, going there and just kind of working with another team, did that make it a little bit more real that like, hey, like now I actually have to like do this against people not in my school, like against that stuff?
It started, I wasn't sure what to expect because we only got so much information on what we were doing. But they set us up with a group of people around our weight class,
mm-hmm.
and just had us practice on each other and do moves we've practiced most of the time, and the last part was live wrestling. So
and did you both have a chance to do that? So what was your live wrestling experience like?
Well, it was definitely interesting. My group had a lot of injuries. We had nosebleeds, we had people dislocating things. My neck got screwed up for a little bit, but it was definitely a new experience and a wide wake-up call.
I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure, well, first off, you're still there, so you're going back, so that's good. Hopefully you didn't lose anybody else. So, you know, that physically demanding part of wrestling, like, you know, no, it doesn't matter, boys or girls, you're still doing the same stuff. So you're going to get the same kind of injuries, the same kind of, you know, things might happen. So you said it was a wake-up call. Like, obviously, you're competing against teams that are a lot more seasoned, you know, in the girls from Parkland. But, like, what was it for you personally that was, like, the wake-up call?
Just with practicing with my team and seeing how much more, like, gentle we are to each other, because there's a part of us that doesn't want to hurt our teammates, but at the same time wants to be aggressive to the point where we almost feel like we're wrestling with other people. So wrestling with Parkland, with the mix of experience and just being on opposite wrestling teams, it was definitely showing how much strength and like experience they had and what we needed.
And how about for you, Petra? Was it a wake-up call for you too to kind of see where you were at?
Yeah, it was more intense by the end because more people from other groups were approaching our group to challenge us to wrestle offs, and it was definitely new wrestling other people and learning how aggressive you need to be for an actual wrestling match.
So what was, if you would kind of like, you're now kind of a month-ish into it, you know, learning a little bit, what has been the most surprising thing that you have learned? Or like, if, okay, let's start with there. What was like, what's the most surprising thing that you've learned?
I'm trying to think, because there's a lot of things we've learned.
Yeah. Probably how easy it could be to take somebody down, all the variety of moves you can use to take somebody down, and if you do it the right way, you can get them on the ground, and the match could be, like, it could be really long because you're both so experienced with different methods of wrestling, and it could be short because someone could be more experienced than their opponent, and that was very surprising to me.
One of the moves we did included bringing somebody down. The person who was being brought down didn't, like, should embrace themselves. And before that, my mind was completely on bracing myself. Because I don't know if a lot of other girls are like this, but I don't want to be, like, throw down. I want to be trying to keep myself up. But bracing yourself actually makes it a lot more easier to hurt yourself.
So, yeah, so those, like, technique things, the things that you kind of learn, like, as you kind of get used to wrestling a little bit more, you get used to those kinds of things, and you get used to the right ways to fall or not being too cautious, like those kinds of things, in order to get injured. Because, you know, obviously your goal is to win, but the second, I would assume, is don't get injured so you can keep going. So as we're kind of winding down here, you know, you guys have been awesome. So I have two final questions here. One question is, so, like, you know, obviously, you're dealing with a stereotype of, like, girls wrestling. Like, why do girls need to wrestle? So now you're in it. You're doing it. So what would you tell people that are be like, why do girls wrestle? Like, why do they need to wrestle? Like, girls shouldn't, you know, there's other sports for girls. Why are they wrestling?
Well, one, don't listen to those people. It's actually really fun. And two, it's just really nice because you're
something new.
Yeah, something new. But while other sports are more focused on, like, running or, like, mostly, like, using your legs or using your arms, wrestling is kind of just, like, a mix of both. And, like, it's really active. And I feel like some girls, sports or not, don't get a whole lot of that.
Yeah, there's, like, one, like you were saying, you tried out for volleyball. So volleyball, it's a, you know, a lot of, like, lower body jumping ability, like that kind of stuff. Whereas with, like, wrestling, like, you don't have to be the highest jumper or the fastest runner. But if you can combine both and then learn the technique, it seems like that would be, you know, right on point there. How about you, Petra? What would you say to people out there that are, like, naysaying girls wrestling?
Just like Kid said, it's a mix of a lot of different parts of different sports even, and it's just like it could be more appealing to some people who can't run as much as soccer players do, or like it includes 13 different classes of different people with different body types and weights, so it can apply to so many more girls and boys than some other girl sports could.
Yeah, definitely lots of different people that can compete. It's sort of like, not necessarily exactly, but like track and field, where you have people that can do different distances or different field events. But, you know, for wrestling, you can do it at any different one of the classes. So it's kind of, it's interesting because you get a whole, all different types of people. So last question here is, and, you know, I usually ask for like a tip for like, you know, success in ninth grade. But my last question to you today would be like, so you have the microphone here, you have the camera. What would you say, or how would you encourage girls, whether they're at the high school level or the middle school level, to get involved in a sport like wrestling? Like, you are both brand new to this. You've been at it for, you know, less than 4 months, and it seems like right now, knock on wood, you're both enjoying it. You don't look injured. You're probably sore from everything, but you're not letting on, so that's great. But what would you say to girls that are, you know, wondering if wrestling is something that they should be doing?
Don't be afraid to get injured, because whether, like, it's common to get an injury, whether you're doing something active or you're doing something around the house or just doing normal things in general. It definitely builds you up, makes you stronger, not just physically, but also mentally. So it's pretty much that.
I'd say it's definitely a sport with such a wide variety, as we were saying, and it's a lot of people don't want to do after school activities or want to put the work in, but it can be really fun once you like get the hang of the moves and what you need to do, especially when it's just started, like everyone's at the beginning almost everybody. But even the people who are more experienced are taking it slow and teaching us all. And it's like, it's also smaller group than a lot of sports, so everyone's like a family and getting to know each other. I think I like it much more than I would have from another sport.
Yeah, it's awesome, and it's cool to hear, like, you know, being at the beginnings of something is always neat. Being the beginnings of something that's like growing in the Lehigh Valley is awesome. And, you know, we're excited to have the two of you representing the program here today. We're excited to see where girls wrestling goes. You said your first match is near the end of December, right before the holiday break. Do you know if you wrestle like at home in any of the matches? Like, I'm assuming you have home matches at some point, right?
Yep.
So if you have the opportunity, I'm sure they'll be advertising it around the school. Come on out to one of the matches. But, you know, we're really excited for the growth of this program. And Cadence and Petra, thanks so much for joining us today. Thanks for joining us on today's episode. For all of our previous episodes, go to www.ninthgradeexperience.com.